Hello, I'm Major Adrian Allman.
And I'm Captain Claire Allman.
Welcome to the Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army podcast series. Birmingham Citadel is a Christian church located in Birmingham city centre, here in the UK. Each episode is a live recording of the Bible message shared during the Sunday worship service.
It's good to have you share with us, and as you listen now, we pray that God will speak to you. May you know God's abundant blessing today.
There were two men working for the city council. One would dig a hole, and the other one would follow behind him and fill it in. They worked furiously all day without rest. One guy digging a hole, the other guy filling it in again. And an onlooker watching them at work was amazed at their hard work, but couldn't understand what they were doing. So he asked the hole digger, "Listen, I appreciate all the effort that you're putting into your work, but what's the story here? You dig a hole and your partner follows behind and fills it up again." The hole digger wiped his brow and sighed. "Well, normally we're a three-man team, but the bloke who plants the trees is off sick today." Teamwork, when it works, is good. When it doesn't, well, you end up like council workers, like that. The three kings of Judah, Israel, and Edom had joined together to mount a surprise attack on the Moabites. They and their armies had marched for 7 days through the desert of Edom in order to engage the nation of Moab in battle. And they reached Moab only to discover that they had no water. They were totally exhausted. The pathway that they'd chosen to get there might have been good from a military perspective, but what they hadn't considered is that it was desert 80 miles across, and it led them away from water and into trouble. The coalition army found themselves in a dry valley with thirst about to destroy both the men and the animals. And look what happens. The king of Israel, Joram, immediately blames God. The only one of the three kings that was attentive to the things of God was Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And what does he do? He says, "Time out, guys. Time out." He says this, "Jehoshaphat inquired, 'Is there no prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of the Lord by him?' So one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, 'Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah.'" So the kings go. They go over to Elisha. They seek God's direction. And initially, Elisha's not impressed. In essence, what he says to the three of them, "Hey, listen, in good times you weren't seeking God, were you? But now that times are bad, you're crying out to him." Anyway, he gets over that initial little paddy. And he says, "That's fine, I'll deliver God's word." And he delivers this word from the Lord. "Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see the wind, nor shall you see rain, and yet the valley will be filled with water." And then he adds on the end, "He'll also deliver the Moabites to you as well." The message says it even better. It says this, the message paraphrased: "Dig ditches all over this valley. Here's what will happen. You won't hear the wind, you won't see the rain, but this valley is going to fill up with water, and your army and your animals will drink their fill. This is easy for God to do. And he's also going to hand Moab over to you." The three kings receive some much needed guidance. Who is that down to? Joram? Jehoshaphat. It was down to one. When the panic and the blame came in abundance, when others didn't think clearly, Jehoshaphat said, "Time out. Time out." What did he do? He made space for God to speak. He made space for God to speak. Do you know that 80% of all that we do or can do, somebody else can do? 80%. Additionally, another 15% of all that we do, somebody with a little bit of training could do it in our place. There's only 5% of what we actually do in life that we can do for ourselves. Only I can be a husband to my wife. You can't do that for me. Only I can be a father to my children. You can't do that for me. Only I can grow myself spiritually. Only I can keep myself healthy. Only I can keep myself disciplined. You know, one of the things that we want to say to any new soldier or anybody embarking on a new journey of faith is the importance of taking responsibility for one's own spiritual direction and formation. We can't rely on somebody else doing it for us. Wayne Cadera is a pastor at one of the largest churches in Hawaii. In one of his books, he tells the story of an intern called Andrew. And this intern walks into the office in this huge church in Hawaii, and he says to everybody, "Oh, I've had enough. I've had enough of this ministry lark. I'm exhausted. I don't have a social life. I don't like it at all." And Cadero says to him, hang on a minute. Just hang on a minute. How is your personal time with God?" "Personal time with God? I don't have time for personal time with God. I'm far too busy." And Cadero says to him, "Tell you what, mate, we'll do you a deal. For the next 2 weeks, you come in an hour later to work. We'll still pay you, but I want you to promise me that in that hour, you're going to do your devotions. And then at the end of 2 weeks, you still feel like this, that ministry is a waste of time, that you hate it and all the rest of it, we'll let you go and we'll say thank you very much." So that's what happened. 2 weeks later, Cadero bumps into this guy putting chairs out in the church, and he says, "Sir, you wanted to give up on ministry then?" "Ministry? Give up? Why would I want to give up? I love it." And Cadero simply said to him, "Ah, I see you've been doing your devotions." This is what he said in his book, did Wayne Cadero. "Neglecting devotions will cause you more problems more quickly than just about anything you can name. Spending unrushed time along with God in his word releases a fountain of refreshment from the very core of your being." Leroy, new soldier, my friend, do your devotions. Do your devotions. Soldiers, friends, however long you've been around, how's your devotions? Jehoshaphat created space for God to act and speak. That's what he did. Joram didn't, but Jehoshaphat did. We have a responsibility, friends, to feed ourselves. And when we create space for God to work, he does. How's your devotions? After seeking the word of the Lord, Elisha told them then to start digging ditches. And that's not as simple as it sounds. Jehoshaphat had to muster all his skills as a leader to ask exhausted soldiers to use their failing energy to dig ditches in the desert. There's no prospect of rain at all. There wasn't dark clouds on the horizon. And you can only imagine what the soldiers must have thought. Laying aside their swords and their shields, they picked up their shovels. And these elite fighting men became ditch diggers. They obeyed this seemingly senseless command. The ground was hard. It wasn't easy to dig down into. But the armies did as God had said. They dug ditches even though it seemed impossible water would come to them. But they didn't just dig one ditch. It wasn't just one little hole. It was a whole valley full of ditches. And then the next morning they woke up to find these ditches full of water. Just think about it. The miracle was limited to the depth of their preparation. If they'd only dug one ditch, that's all they'd have got. One hole full of water. The fact is, they dug ditches all over the place and had them all filled. The water filled every ditch that had been dug. God isn't limited by us, you know, friends. He can do whatever he likes. But there are times when he will go no further than we are willing to go. He will go no further than we ourselves are willing to go. If they'd have only dug one ditch, that's all they'd have got. No more. But because they filled the desert with ditches, they got full ditches everywhere. You know, if Jehoshaphat hadn't asked God to speak and then led the army to dig, the water would not have come. And without the ditches, it'd have just dissipated, even if it had have done. He created space for God to speak. And yet his true worth was asking men to dig ditches before there was any sign of water. And I want to say to you this morning, sometimes we have to dig ditches before there is any sign that God's going to work. We need to create space for God to work. Even though we've not got any certainty that anything will ever come. One of the lovely things I found travelling around the world when I was on IHQ was we'd go to places and the general would rack up in town and the core officer there would say, "General, I'd like to take you to our new core." And the DC, you could see, was panicking like mad. And the TC was panicking because they didn't know about this new core. Nobody had asked permission for this new core. And then we'd go to visit this new core and discover that it had 700 soldiers in it. They'd done it before any resources were given, before an officer had been appointed. They dug their ditch without any certainty that anything would follow, but they dug their ditch. You know, when I think of things like our butterfly group here, it was dug without any certainty that lots of resources would flow, but they have. People have come to help. You know, I think today, and this is the other thing I say to any newbie soldier, be somebody who digs ditches. Expect God to move. Get your shovel out. And as you seek him and step out in faith, he'll instruct you, preparing places to be filled with his blessing. God wants us all to prepare our life with ditches that he can fill. We have to do something, and we have to do it actively. It may be hard work. We might get blistered hands. We might become thirsty. We might get no thanks for our work. But we have to make this valley full of ditches. And so, to come to an end, a little story of three kings who found themselves in trouble. But if I could give anybody, as a disciple of Jesus, starting on a new chapter of faith, it would be simply this: create space for God to work, like Jehoshaphat. And then start digging ditches that God can fill with his riches. Do you know what? That's guidance I need to hear myself every day. And having asked you how your devotions are, I'm asking myself. I'm asking what ditches I'm digging. And so as we come to the end of our meeting this morning, are you creating in your life space for God to work? How is your personal devotions? Are you taking responsibility for your spiritual formation, or are you expecting somebody else to just dump a load of spiritual stuff into your brain and your heart and you'll be okay? Are you digging ditches expecting God to fill them? How many ditches are you digging? In the quietness of this morning before we go home, I just want us to pick up one little chorus. one little chorus that allows us to create space, because that's what it's all about. Creating space for God to work. There's a beautiful song in the songbook that simply says, mid all the traffic of the ways, turmoils without, within, making my heart a quiet place, and come and dwell therein. That little verse of the song is actually saying to God, God, I'm creating a space for you to work. Show me the ditches you want me to dig. So let's quietly this morning, just this first verse, nothing else. Just this first verse, nothing else. And I want you to ask yourself the question, how's your devotions daily? How's your allotment of space for God to work daily? How's your ability to walk in faith and do things without any certainty of an end result and dig ditches? Let's sing together quietly and let's just create some space before we sing a closing boisterous song. But let's allow space for God to work, just quietly. Just listen to the melody, a bit of background music, nothing else. Create the space for God to work. You know, the Bible calls Solomon the wisest man that ever lived, and his early kingship, divine wisdom, enriched his life and people. And yet he go from that to complete failure. Why? Because he stopped making space for God to speak. He ceased seeking the wisdom of God on a daily basis, and he stopped drawing on the bottomless fountain of God's resources, and instead he depended on his own. He didn't see the need for daily refreshment, and he became no longer teachable. Let's not be Solomon. In these quiet moments, let's create that space. Father God, this morning you've taught us the importance, once again you've reminded us of the importance of a devotional life that's daily and active and refreshing, of the need to be disciplined enough to create space for you to work. Well, may it be so for us all. And as we've reflected on our life of quietness, as our delving into the heavenly resources, may you have challenged us this morning. And this morning as well, may you challenge us to be brave enough to be people who, even though we can't see end results, are willing to dig ditches that you can fill. That you can fill with your blessing. May it be so for all of us. Help us, walk with us, and in the space that we allot to you, speak to us. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you for listening to our podcast this week.
So you don't miss any further recordings, please subscribe to this podcast and also share and review it to help other people find and join our Birmingham Citadel online congregation.
This has been a production for Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom. If you'd like to know more about us or want to worship with us, then visit our webpage at birminghamcitadel.co.uk.